I worked for a couple of Fortune 500 companies, and primarily in customer service, marketing, strategic planning, and, you know, got into the public sector almost by accident. I was a volunteer on a couple of boards in a small town that we lived in Texas, and they were looking for a city administrator, and my job in the private sector moved to the Philippines, and wanted to be in a position where I didn't have to move. At that point in time, accepted the job and was in Electra, Texas for 8 years. Got married with three kids. My oldest is in the Air Force, stationed out in California, wants to be an air traffic controller. My two youngest are still at home, a daughter and freshman in high school, and son is a sixth grader. And so, you know, this was a move, and I just telling the school superintendent that about half of the decision to accept this position was related to the quality of life in the school.
Yeah, what attracted you to Petersburg specifically?
Well, I have some friends that have lived up here and or have been up here at one time or another, and got a call about the Petersburg position and said, you know, city of Petersburg, stable, great place to live, great place to raise a family. And so then I went on and did my own research to make sure that I was hearing everything I needed to hear, and the rest is history at this point.
As you mentioned, you stayed in Electra for 8 years, and I know in Alaska, at least for a lot of places, that's a pretty long time for a city manager. How were you able to stay in that post, maybe despite local politics or whatever else, for so long?
Well, first of all, I hope I'm here even longer than 8 years. So that being said, I think my success in Electra was a lot is that I understand my position, and it's as a city manager, city administrator in Electra, my job is to carry out the wishes of the city council. It's about they're the elected officials. They are there to be the representatives of the people. My job is to listen to them, help them develop the programs, procedures, policies that will make the community a better place to live. But it's not to supersede what they as a group want done. And I'm comfortable with that. In Electra, you know, I was, it's not about my personal ego. It's not about what I want to do. It's more about what does the city council want done, and how do we make that happen and for the benefit of everybody. I think that's a successful way to approach this job, and I think it's just equally appropriate here. The public elects those folks. My job is to help them organize and manage the process so that we get done what is tops on their minds.
There's a city council, but there's also your employees, the staff of the city, and so on. And I know you've been meeting a lot of them and have constant meetings as we're talking here. So how's that going, and how do you approach working with staff, especially staff, as you know, who many of whom have been here for years and years, and as a newcomer to town, how do you approach that?
Well, first of all, it's getting to know them. I need to know their strengths and weaknesses, and they need to learn mine and, you know, my approach to things. You know, with the city council, my approach is to, you know, I need to bend to the approach that works the best for them. With staff, it's a little more of an even keel. They need to learn my style, I need to learn theirs, and we need to learn to work together to take advantage of our strengths.
Are there times with the city council that you're going to be willing to give your advice, even if it maybe disagrees with what they're saying? Ultimately, it sounds like you would go with what they agree with, but are you going to be at least give them your opinions on things if maybe you feel they're going in the wrong direction?
That's part of my job, is to give advice and opinions, and to do that in a respectful manner. If I disagree with city council members, I will do that in an appropriate manner that allows them the opportunity to explain to me why I'm wrong, or to listen to my objections or the issues that I may have from past experience. When it comes down to it, you know, they're the bosses. They're the elected representatives of this community, and my job is to make sure that I not only remember that the staff understands that as well, and that we move forward with getting things in place that they want done.
You got a number of projects and efforts going on right now. There's a new library that's going to move forward. There is a borough formation that is in the process right now. And there is a need and a push for the harbor projects to move forward. Have you looked into these projects so far? And are you excited in particular about one or all? Or?
You know, it's all real exciting. The fire station is getting closer to completion every day. the public has voted and wants to build a new library, and so we've got a new project to start really working on. The harbor is the lifeblood of this community, and it's a huge issue that we have to keep them up to speed and ahead of the curve in many ways, so that we continue to support the fleet and the lifeblood of the community in the fishing industry. It makes my job more complicated and at the same time more exciting. Lots of really good things for the community, and lots of things that the council has laid out that says these are top priorities and things that need to get done. The borough formation is also out there. The council's made it clear that this is something they want done. And, it's our job, myself and the staff, to shepherd it through the process and go through the process. The state is lined out to make this happen. And, again, makes the job exciting. Complicated, yes, but real exciting for all of us.
What's your first priority right now, aside from meeting all the different folks in the city and having meetings, that sort of thing? Is it arranging capital project list or working on that with Public Works Director Hagerman, yeah. Carl Hagerman?
Yes, that actually is. The number one priority is getting that capital project list, completed, ready for review, and then getting it prioritized and off to the governor's office, and so we can give our lobbyists a chance to work on that and make sure we can get things done the way we need them done. At the same time, and no less of priority, really, it's making sure there's nothing pending that's waiting on this office to get handled. And that's going through, lots of paperwork, lots of files, making sure what was previously that previous city manager was working on, that I'm not leaving anything sitting somewhere. And the wonderful part about that is Carl was great, and is great, and what I can tell, I'm having an easy time of it. I'm going through files. He's kept everything, all the balls in the air, so to speak. And that's going to make this transition a lot easier for me.